every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Right off the top, even though the recording's coming out tonight, obviously, this show, we, Nola and myself, want to wish everybody, all our American counterparts, a very happy Thanksgiving. It's early, obviously, but certainly wish you a very safe, healthy, happy. Hopefully you've already traveled to your destinations, or you're going to make it before the big snowstorm here on the East Coast. This is supposed to be coming in tomorrow morning. So, again, we wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving for sure. So lots to talk about on to tonight's show. Got some trades to talk about over the last week. Some more speculation to go on. We'll cover all those bases as we always do, and try to answer all the curtain call questions that we can get through as well on tonight's show. Thank you for sending them in. You know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You've got a guarantee that we'll, if it's a personal question, we'll reach out to you directly and help navigate your baseball journey to the best of your ability as a player, a parent, a coach, a trainer, a fan, doesn't really matter. We love talking baseball, and that's what we do here. So that's what it's all about, right? Getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty. So anyways, yeah, no, we're excited about tonight's show, as always, and great to be back with you again for another one. To all our servicemen and women, obviously a happy Thanksgiving, but again, as always, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do every single day so we can do what we do, and that's baseball. Again, every week we say it, and every week we mean it from the bottom of our hearts. So, again, wherever you are out there in the listening world, thank you very much for being a part of the show, spreading the message, just being a dirtbag on the field, off the field. That's what it's all about. And hopefully if you were out there playing this week or doing your off-season training, it's going well for you and you're having a great time. We like watching all the social media updates and from our a lot of our listeners, and it means a lot to us to see how you're doing and evolving as a player, especially. That's what it all is. I mean, seeing your growth in this game, that's what it's all about. That's what drives us. The biggest part is having those conversations and carrying on and just seeing you become the player you can and going through the highs and lows of what it's all about. So anyways, settle in. Get your favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here after the break. Get up, get after it, and get dirty.
Nugget bells, nugget bells, nuggets all the way.
Hi, I'm Kylie.
I'm John.
And I'm Garrison.
And a little thing we love about the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets
is sharing them when we cut down the Christmas tree.
We will pack the car with gifts, and of course, we go and pick up our family's favorite nuggets.
Every nugget is tasty times quadrillion.
And we get all the sides.
Yeah, the ooey-gooey mac and cheese is a big hit.
Share the nuggets, share the joy. Order the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. grab your coffee, and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so, so many gifts to explore when you go, go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and more.
Drink responsibly, B21.
At Bank of America, we're proud that more than 20,000 veterans and people with military backgrounds have joined our ranks since 2015. Now we're committed to adding 10,000 more over the next 5 years. By helping veterans achieve their career goals, we're moving from appreciation to action. And together, helping expand economic opportunity across America. Visit bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are we kicking tonight's show off with?
Yeah, so we'll start out with last Wednesday after we had finished up with the podcast and everything like that. Atlanta Braves announced that they were bringing back Raisel Iglesias on a one-year, $16 million deal. Obviously, he's had some good success with them. Been a very reliable closer for most of his career. So I really don't have a problem with that signing. You got to assume Atlanta's going to be better this year, going to push some of the buttons to get a little bit closer to being a very competitive team again. Obviously, last year, we all know the injuries kind of derailed the Atlanta Braves for the most part. So, I mean, them bringing back their closer makes a lot of sense to me.
No question about it. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. You have to forecast that they're going to be healthy for certainly a majority of the season. And even when they're not healthy, they're going to be able to balance them. They got Walt Weiss at the leadership helm right now. You'll see a little bit of difference, I would assume, from Brian Snitker. Not much. I mean, he's been the bench coach for 8 years. But you know, you'll see some changes, and health has got to be the number one objective for them is how do you keep those guys on the field and healthy, not playing 162 like Snitker liked to run them out all the time. It's just not realistic. They're all older right now. You know, they're going to get some pitching back on the front end at some point during the season. Really, really good pitching. And that's a great signing. I like the way they did it. Go right there. You already know them. He's been in-house. You traded for him. You wanted him. Keep him. Take care of business, and let's roll. Now they can concentrate on that shortstop position.
Then the Chicago Cubs going out, signing Phil Maton, not waiting around this year like he did last year to get signed in spring training by the Cardinals on the one-year, $1 million deal. Signs with the Chicago Cubs, two-year, $14.5 million deal. Really like that pickup by the Cubs, man. Obviously, familiarity with the National League Central. He's just a good quality guy that can give you that seventh, eighth inning. Obviously, the Cubs need a little bit of help in the bullpen. Mainly relied on younger guys last year to get through and really obviously kind of push them over the top. Good veteran presence at the back end of that bullpen. I got no problem with that signing for 7.25 a year.
Fantastic signing. And the way Craig Counsell does his business with his bullpen, I mean, it's all hands on deck every game. And that's a good thing. I mean, Maton gets outs on both lefties and righties. I mean, he's got great splits. So, you know, that's a great signing for them. Obviously, they got an outfield concern that they got to fill up. But I think right now, focus on those pitchers. The way we're seeing trades go on right now, Nolan, Dirtbags, I think they can pick up an outfielder no problem.
Then obviously we're going to get into kind of the bigger news of the weekend. Kind of came out of left field, let's be honest on this one. And no pun intended, obviously, on that one, because what we're going to be saying, Brandon Nimmo, obviously a left fielder, now with the Texas Rangers for Marcus Semien. Obviously, Nimmo waives his no-trade clause. Marcus Semien not a part of a no-trade clause movement. So, I mean, it sounds like it's, what was it? Texas Rangers are getting Nimmo and $5 million, I believe, for Marcus Semien. So, I mean, that one obviously kind of took everybody by surprise. You didn't really see a lot of rumblings on that one. Marcus Semien obviously coming off a down year offensively, still played good defensively, going to slide in at second base beside Frankie Lindor. Gives them a pretty dang good infield, obviously, hole at first base with Pete Alonso not being there as of right now. But, I mean, left field, still kind of a question mark for the New York Mets. Sounds like Jeff McNeil is available in trades.
Yeah, absolutely. I love both those teams going out and getting after it for sure. Kept it quiet, like you said, and then just dropped the bomb. You know, I watched Brandon Nimmo talk on the network and you know, very, very methodical. It was really great to be able to watch it and hear his perspective from him personally and stuff and how it all came to be and behind the scenes and, you know, how much respect he had for David Stearns and the New York Mets and how they handled it and stuff like that and let him go through it. And, you know, obviously he's got DeGrom on the Rangers side, so you can talk to him, say, hey, what's it going on? Like he spoke very highly of Skip Schumacher, both as a player against him with the Cardinals during his career, and then obviously as the manager of the Marlins and how pesky he was and just excited to be a part of that program. And Semien, you know, obviously older, but gets an opportunity to slide right in beside Francisco Lindor. You know, I don't know if he's as excited at this point in time. I mean, I think it will be spring training before he really gets to see what the Mets look like, but you got to be excited about going to the Mets. So,
well, the biggest thing too is Semien at least has either been traded or signed with different teams in the past. So it's not going to be like that's a culture shock to him. Brandon Nimmo, I really don't know what to expect out of the gate for him. Obviously, having spent his whole career with the New York Mets organization, that one's going to be a little bit of a, I think, a shell shock initially for him. But same time, I mean, that gives the Texas Rangers a fantastic lineup. Obviously, he's replacing Adolis Garcia, basically. Like, there's a lot of air quotations around that, but obviously the Adolis Garcia non-tender there last week created a hole that they quickly filled, and it sounds like they got some top prospects that'll come up and probably fill the position. As long as Jace Young is healthy next year, he should man third base, and then they can slide in one of those top prospects in at second base.
One other great component for both teams on that trade, Nolan, is the fact that they're both great clubhouse leaders as well. They're respected, right? Even though they're new environments for them each, they both have that presence in the clubhouse. They can navigate 162 games. And I think, you know, it softens the blow if you're the players on those teams.
Yeah.
Doesn't deaden the blow, but it softens the blow for sure. It creates a bit of excitement to go with the disappointment of losing that friend, that teammate, that player that you could probably have a lot of conversations with behind the scenes or out at the restaurant on, you know, even personal life things. So both teams, hey, I mean, they get good players. Both teams, that's a great old-fashioned trade.
And then obviously the second trade from the past week, Boston Red Sox going out there, making a big splash, getting Sonny Gray and $20 million in cash. Obviously, you had to rework Sonny Gray's deal in that one because he was owed $35 million and a $5 million buyout. Reworked it so it's basically $41 million this year on a 1 year deal. I mean, obviously Sonny Gray, workhorse, he's pitched a bunch of innings and still the punch out numbers are there. Doesn't have that high velocity, but obviously he's got the stuff that Boston was looking for in a number two pitcher to slide in behind Crochet. The $20 million cash obviously shows that the Cardinals are willing to eat some money on a few of these trades. But Same time, the Cardinals get back Richard Fitz and Brandon Clark. Brandon Clark was the number five prospect for the Boston Red Sox in that trade. And then, obviously, the infamous player to be named later, Cashback, in that trade. And obviously, me as a Cardinals fan, I'm hoping that player to be named later is Roman Anthony. I doubt that that'll happen, but, hey, I can wish.
Yeah, absolutely, right? I mean, for all you Boston fans out there, you know, it might not be the guy you expected Breslow to go out and get. You probably were looking at multi-year contract, but we've also seen them extend them. I realize Sonny Gray's 35 years old, but he does everything that Breslow and his staff love, right? They always talk about it, getting guys spinning the ball, and that's what he does. So, yes, it's going to be interesting to see that American League East again. We all remember when he went to the Yankees, that didn't work out so well for him. Don't play as many games as they used to back then, interdivision. But, you know, I'm sure there's a little bit of uncertainty if you're, like I said, a Red Sox fan at this point in time, but I think you're getting a really good player there for sure. There's no question about it. And exactly, you hit the nail on the head, Nolan, with the Cardinals. I mean, they were either going to go in or they were going to go out. And they've said all along, right? Money's a concern right now. And we talked about this for the last 3 months, right? CBA after next year, whatever. These little things are going to be interesting in the offseason. Well, here we're starting to see some of that stuff. A lot of really short-term, one-term or one-year contracts. You know, you're seeing that type of stuff. So, you know, we just got to keep watching this offseason and see what those things look like. Obviously, the big boys are going to get multi-year deals. There's no question about that. But, yeah, now the Red Sox got to go out and, you know, they're talking about bringing Bregman back and stuff. I'm not sold on that one. You know, Pete Alonso, I think, would be a good signing for them with Tristan Casas always being injured. You know, I think you go that way in the next move if I'm the Red Sox. So, but we're going to be right back here after the break, and we're going to just keep getting after it.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are we rolling? What do you got for us?
Yeah, so I want to talk about the stupidity of this Ketel Marte rumor going around. Like, this is the type of stuff that genuinely, I think, pisses a lot of people off. And I'm saying that obviously because the general manager, the president of baseball operations, and this isn't just a Ketel Marte. This is of the respective team. If they come out in the media and say outright that we are not trading a player, why the reporters, why the guys writing all these articles continue to write, oh, well, this team's checking in on the availability. This team's checking in on the availability. If the guy says he's not available, he's not available. Like, Ketel Marte is signed for another 5 years. He's been the face of the Arizona Diamondbacks for, what, 4 or 5 years now, basically? Like, the guy's been there for majority of his career. He's been nothing but amazing. He's signed for 5 years on a friendly deal. He's at the peak of his career. You're a competitive Arizona Diamondbacks team. Why would you entertain trading a Ketel Marte? Like, he's batting .300 in your lineup. He's arguably your second best player or best player, depending on how you look at Corbin Carroll, who I view as the best player there down in Arizona. But either way, I'm looking at it, and the guy says he's not trading him. Why are reporters coming out with articles today saying that they're checking in on the availability, whether it be the Toronto Blue Jays or the Philadelphia Phillies? Obviously, those are the two teams that were named in on the Ketel Marte rumor. And I'm just like, don't even bring it up. Don't even write an article about it. It's useless clickbait that no one needs to read.
Yeah, absolutely. Those ones dumbfound me too. Is it because it's Thanksgiving week and it's a little slower right now? We've got the winter meetings coming up. They're trying to drum up excitement. I think we've got enough other things going on right now that, you know, that can entertain us for sure. Because, you know, you're talking Ketel Marte, you got Arenado coming back up again. I think, you know, I don't think the fans want to see the Arenado thing again, or those guys that seem to come up every year. We realize their contract are different and they're at different stages and so on and so forth. The teams are in a different place. But at some point, you get burnt out on them, right? Like, you're just kind of like, okay, either move them or stop talking about it. And you're right. Mike Hazen came right out, general manager or president of baseball operations, Arizona Diamondbacks, and said it right at the GM meetings, you know, like, nothing's happening. I'm not looking to trade them. It's that simple. And I know that it's gone on in the history of the game, and it always does. But when I watched him talk, you could see a genuine honesty to it. Obviously, if somebody blows them away, things change. But I think at this stage of the game, they got to look to replace pitchers, right? They got to look to do other things. If I'm picking up the phone and I'm hearing, hey, what about Ketel? I'm going, hey, you got 30 seconds. I'm going to see how the family's doing. I'm going to see how life is, how you're enjoying the off season. Then we're going to hang up the phone.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
We're done. I thought you were calling for some pitching. Let's go.
Yeah. You know? It's got to be that cut and dry. Like, that's the type of thing. Like, I get, like, if they said Jordan Lawler, right, their former top prospect, who, I mean, just got his first cup of tea in the majors this year, like, sure, that would make sense to me. That would be a feasible thing for teams to ask for. The Ketel Marte, when the head honcho outright comes out and says, nope, it's the same as the Paul Skene from a few weeks ago. It's the same as Tarik Skubal. Like, how many articles have been written about those guys since they outright came out and said no? Like, there's been so many articles, and then the second that they say no, they say no. Okay, there's done with the articles. Like, it's the same as this nonsense. I'm like, cut it out. And like you said, the Arenado thing, that's one. It's like, get it done or just be quiet. Like, I'm, and me as a Cardinals fan, like, I'm constantly trying to scroll through and see, okay, hey, what's the updates? Oh, every 10 minutes, there's a new article on St. Louis Cardinals shopping Nolan Arenado. Like, yeah, that's a secret. Like, come on.
Yeah, absolutely. And you were saying about the Blue Jays. Well, what do you do for Ketel Marte? Okay, give me Ricky Tiedemann and Trey Yesavage. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that just depletes the pitching staff for the Jays.
Yeah.
Like, it's just silliness. It's like, you know, you talked about it when they're making these announcements every single minute of every day over the last, what, 3 days, Shohei Ohtani's signed on with Japan for the WBC.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, what are we doing?
That's not breaking news.
No.
I'm sorry, but that's just not breaking news. They're almost drowning it at this point in time with Shohei. Like, you gotta even give him a bit of respect and give him some time off. Like, you know, you already hear that he's back on the field. And obviously, if you're going to be doing the WBC, all those players got to be back at it because it's a totally different beast. It's completely different, but we don't need to hear about that type of stuff.
No.
You know, I think there's enough excitement about the WBC because of the last WBC. It's fresh in everybody's minds, even though it's a few years ago now. They know what to expect. They know what's on the line. It's almost become like the World Series.
Well, and especially this year, since it falls in with the Winter Olympics. Like, no-brainer. No-brainer, man. Like, you're coming right off the Winter Olympics, go right into that. That's going to be sweet for fans.
No question. No question. I mean, yeah, it's excitement, but you don't have to just every minute of every day keep responding to it. It's just, it's craziness. It's like, come on, let's talk about some different things. Let's get some different stuff going. Speaking of that, Nolan, I know you do want to talk about the latest news that just came out this afternoon, Anthony Rendon.
Yeah, arguably the second greatest contract in Angels history. Obviously, I'm joking on that one. 7-year, $245 million, did not live up to the billing. Sounds like the Los Angeles Angels, by all accounts, are trying to buy him out. He's got 1 year, $38 million left. Angels, for their return on investment, got 22 home runs, a 717 OPS, and 250 games played. What a horrible contract. Like, yeah, by all accounts, man, that's just one that unfortunately didn't work out for the Angels. And I give him credit. Like, at the time, Anthony Rendon, when they signed him, there is no debating that he was one of the top probably five players in all of baseball. Like, he's just coming off an NL MVP finalist in 2019. Obviously, they win the World Series. Probably at that time considered the best third baseman in baseball. Right there, 1A, 1B with Nolan Arenado at that point in time. Yep. But yeah, you're looking at it and you're like, oh my goodness, that contract just didn't live up to the billing. So yeah, I mean, the 1 year, $38 million, you buy it out. He's going to retire, apparently. That's the rumor on the street. I mean, unfortunately, he said it. He said it himself. He didn't love baseball.
Yeah.
Like, point blank, he said that baseball wasn't his top priority. So at the end of the day, more power to him. He's moving on. Happy for him in his next career. Obviously, he's made a lot of money, so it's not like he has to do anything. But at the same time, I feel bad for the Angels. You got scammed.
Well, that's the bottom line. You know, you got scammed on that one. And if I'm Tony Clark, you know, those aren't game changers in the CBA. But I'm picking up a phone and I'm having a conversation and saying, Anthony, for the players, you need to accept this. You need to get out of sight. You're not going to ever be forgotten. Owners are going to remember that, and they should remember that. Like, that has to be, there has to be stuff like in there. And I realize there's insurance and all that stuff behind the scenes that goes on with it to cover those things. But at the end of the day, Artie Moreno paid a ton of money for nothing. Nothing. Those fans, Angels fans, paid a lot of money for nothing. And again, we've talked about it many times. Artie hasn't broke through with the investments he's done. But it's not for a lack of trying. And it's not for a lack of making bad moves. You hit the nail on the head. Anthony Rendon was right there as a third baseman with Arenado. Anybody would have loved that. That was a great signing. It was a lot of money at that time. A lot of money. Huge money. And to have that happen, that's inexcusable. That is inexcusable. I realize, you know, but it's inexcusable to do it. But then to be able to be so blatantly nonchalant about it. Yeah, I'm going to be a dad. I'm going to hang out with my kids. I'm going to do this. And, you know, I may go to the park or not. It was more or less what was said, right? You can't do that. Even as a fellow players don't want to hear that. Because they're all out there grinding every day. They want to be dads as well.
Well, that's it. You got Mike Trout. You got Mike Trout on your team. Like, I get that Mike Trout isn't the same Mike Trout that he once was because of the injuries and whatnot. But Mike Trout, every time you hear it, it sounds like, okay, he's injured. He's trying to work his way back from an injury and play as soon as possible. You hear stuff like that with Rendon, it's like, man, that is just, and you got to walk back into the clubhouse and look the captain in the face and sit there with a straight face and tell him, hey, I'm here, Mike. Like, that's just horrible.
Well, let's look at COVID, right?
Yeah.
So COVID did it. He just had his, first son, I think it was at that time, Mike Trout. And so in 2021, he said that. He goes, I'm not so sure. I think I have to stay away from the game for my family. But he came out and said it openly, honestly, something that everybody could wrap their head around, right? And sure, be disappointed about, but still have respect and say, you know what? As disappointed as I am, how do I not as a human being respect the fact that Mike Trout wants to put his family, his newborn, first? When we're still in a pandemic at that time, global one. Like, that's respect. But to be able to just go, I'm just going to hang out with the family and, you know, but you're going to pay me. You're going to pay me $40 million every year, just shy of. And I'm okay doing that. I think Tony's got to get involved in there. And I'm not saying hands-on, but just let's get this cleaned up, wrapped up, and put to bed because this can't go on for another season. This is not good going into collective bargaining. This is power for the owners to have. So we're going to be right back here after the break, Dirtbags, with the curtain call questions.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Blue sky.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35, plus a free Moto G 5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month plus a free Moto G5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month surcharge, tax, due, and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So thank you for sending them in to us. You know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And we'll try our very best to get them on a show for you. So right off the hop, Nolan, we've been talking the last couple of weeks going through the different teams in both leagues. So this week we've got a ton of Miami Marlin fans out there sending in questions. A lot of uncertainty, confusion, I guess, around the fact of what we've been hearing maybe over the last week, and the fact that Florida is in on free agents and trades, not so much, but I think that time will come. But they're looking at pitching. So I'm curious about that as well. Thoughts on that? Are they looking at trying to do a Seattle Mariner type of thing? Load up on pitching for trades down the road?
Well, it sounded like back in spring training, at least this is what the reports were that were coming out today, but it sounds like back in spring training, Yuri Perez and the Miami Marlins obviously had some extension talks, which is probably why they didn't trade him at the deadline there. I mean, you look at it, you got Sandy Alcantara, you got Perez, you got... Wow, I'm drawing a blank on a lot of their starting pitchers' names. Obviously, they had some other young kids come up there last year and everything like that. But, I mean, those are still your two frontline guys. Obviously, last year they traded Luzardo. But it does make sense to me. Like, realistically, if you didn't trade any of these guys last year when their value was at an all-time high, you might as well try and look for some other guys. And I think, let's be honest, same as what the Sacramento Athletics did this past offseason. I think MLB is pressuring them. Just saying, hey, listen, guys, you guys are getting money from these other organizations to try and be a competitive team. And instead of trying to be a competitive team, you're deciding to sell off every single one of your good players and just let them walk. Because I can't even remember what their salary, like what their actual cap was to finish last year. But it was something in the neighborhood of like $25 million when it was all said and done. Like, that is insane to me. And I mean, you're hearing the Pittsburgh Pirates being thrown into the same boat. And
well,
everything
I was going
like
to talk
that.
About them, so we'll put them both together in that, yeah. Because that was the other questions, Pittsburgh fans.
Yeah, so I mean, you look at it, right? And
like, so are they really buying, or is it just
I think the MLB has put so much pressure on a couple of these teams to like, hey, listen, you got to buy somebody. Because it's the exact same as kind of what you were saying with the Anthony Rendon before the break when we got talking about him. Just saying how he's a detriment to the players,
yes,
in the CBA agreements, where your Pirates, your Marlins.
A's before last year.
Yeah, yep. The Athletics before last year. They're all teams that aren't willing to spend money. And to a lesser extent, another team that we're probably going to talk about, the Cleveland Guardians. I mean, and the reason why I'm bringing them up, obviously, is because of the Jose Ramirez comments at the end of the season, where he basically said, hey, listen, I took a hometown discount for you guys to go and buy me players so I can win a World Series here in Cleveland. Never ended up happening. That was basically before they started selling every single one of their veteran players off and never buying anybody. Like Colorado, I mean, heck, at least they tried with Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant never even touched the field with him. And when he did, his back was sore, his legs were sore, his neck was sore. Heck, everything was sore. So, I mean, there's teams like that that at least they've made a move. Where Pittsburgh, heck, Tommy Pham last year might have been their only free agent signing. Don't quote me on that, obviously, but that sure as heck what it seemed like. Like, no disrespect. Like, if you're the Marlins, absolutely you should be in on some of these guys. You got nothing but young kids who haven't proven anything at the major league level. Like, Kyle Stowers, don't get me wrong. Obviously, he's the different one in that lineup. Like,
I think something just came out yesterday where they were trying to look at maybe an extension with him, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I mean, obviously that's a no-brainer. You've got to have that on the table and stuff like that, because that was my rebuttal. You know, part of not coming to the Toronto Blue Jays for all those years was obviously, yeah, going over the border and all that type of stuff. But it's like, yes, I can see that you're a really good team, but are you going to be a World Series contending team? Now, obviously, the Marlins and Pirates are a lot further away than that. Not the Pirates necessarily, and not even the Marlins, but exactly right. If I go to a player even, how serious are they about even sitting down and negotiating with you? How many players out there have said to their agents, hey, don't even bring an offer from those guys to me?
I got to imagine there's quite a few of them. Because call it what it is, like you said, the same as the Toronto Blue Jays effect. Like, until the Blue Jays signed Vladimir Guerrero Jr., obviously they just so happened to go to the World Series last year as well. But same time, until you signed Vladdy, that was always the speculation was, okay, what are you doing with Vladdy and Bo? Like, if you're the Marlins, right, you have Alcantara. Alcantara, when healthy, one of the better pitchers in the league. The first half of his season obviously did not go
as he's expected, finding
right?
Himself.
He had this 6 and change ERA coming back off the Tommy John. The second half of the season, he was 3 and change ERA. I'm like, hey, you rebuilt your value.
Yeah, no question about it. I agree. Like, there's got to be, you have to. I mean, 2023, the Arizona Diamondbacks were a really, really good team that all of a sudden put it all together and knocked off the Philadelphia Phillies in the championship series to go to the World Series against the Rangers. Like, it can be done. And yeah, they were a little bit more experienced than the Pittsburgh Pirates pitchers are at this point in time. A little better all around the field than the Pittsburgh Pirates are at this point in time. But the NL Central is still the NL Central right now. It's not a horrible division, but it's certainly not the powerhouse of the NL West or the AL East or even the NL East now. So yes, Marlins, you're fighting a hard battle, but you've got some really good pieces already with some nice young players like Nolan's saying. So I agree with you. Like, absolutely there has to be pressure on those teams. But now they've got the pressure on them. Now what do you do? Can you go ahead and get those guys to sign on a dotted line? I don't know if you can. And that's the downfall. Again, that's where, exactly right. I've always said owners have the right to do whatever they want. They are the owners at the end of the day. But that also, the rebuttal to it, and I agree 100%, is the fact that you are in professional sports. You are in the highest league in the world. So you got to be a part of that league year in, year out. You've got to make that appearance, show that appearance, and not sit there and wait, well, 22 years ago we won a World Series, and this is how we did it. And then before that, it was 5 years before that, I guess it was. And you can't do that. And Pittsburgh's been forever. You've got to get moving in the right direction. You have to. You can't wait. You're seeing these other teams. Yeah, one happens to be the New York Mets and stuff like that, but the other one's the Texas Rangers, where they're kind of still in the middle. You hear those rumors of, yeah, they're scaling back on money. You know, yeah, maybe they are. Maybe they're reallocating it or shifting it around a little bit, but they're also not looking at being a bottom dweller. At some point, you got to get sick of that and tired of it and move forward. We talked last week about the Colorado Rockies, right? Paul DePodesta, he's got a ton of work to do, but at least it's a complete reset. So now he can have his, whatever they say, that five-year window to see what he can build and come. And, I mean, it's going to take a ton of work. There's no question about it. But exactly right. You've got great pieces. Marlins, right now, you're sitting like the St. Louis Cardinals. Either trade them and make it look like that, or you got to roll it back out and spend that money that you're getting in revenue sharing. You got a new stadium. You've had, the All-Star Game? Like, you got all kinds of events going on there. There's really not a shortage of money. That's gotta stop. I'm not saying you got bucket loads of money, but you're in Major League Baseball. You have to compete. for your fan base, for every one of your fan bases out there that are listening, that your teams don't commit to it, we genuinely do feel sorry for you. It is disappointment. And it is inexcusable. Like you said, Nolan, it's the teams being just like Anthony Rendon, saying, oh, we love the fans, we thank you so much, and doing the year end, right? Enough. We don't want the year end of thank you. We as fans want to be able to say thank you to you, like we did to the Toronto Blue Jays this year. Yes, because it was our home-based team. So we were able to say thank you for putting it in, thank you to the players and stuff like that. But man, every fan has that right, should earn that. I don't know, Nolan. Like, enough's enough for me. Sorry for dragging that out in that answer, but it did get me fired up for sure, because I'm right there with you in that. You know, it's just invest. So let's slide over to the NL West, Nolan. This week we were going to talk about the Arizona Diamondbacks. Same thing. Okay, you're going to have Corbin Burnes coming back at some point. You got Zach Gallen, free agent. You shipped out Merrill Kelly. Is there any chance on Cease, Suarez, any of those pitchers going there at all?
I mean, we have seen over the past couple of seasons, obviously speaking, they go out there and they've made moves in terms of what they have for pitching. You can't fault them for going out there and getting a Corbin Burnes last year. You can't fault them for going out and getting their Eduardo Rodriguez and Montgomery there a couple years ago, yep. Right? So, like, Arizona, I mean, yes, now they're in a position, in my opinion, where they can go out there and get a starting pitcher. Now, the crazy thing is, you have two of your guys that are free agents still, in Merrill Kelly and Zach Gallen. And those are guys that I think, I don't know, to me at least, I think it's fair to say, majority of the fan base would want to bring those guys back. Like, they were both good pitchers. They understand what it's like to be an Arizona Diamondback. And at the end of the day, I think they can go out there and sign a Dylan Cease, sign a Michael King even to an extent. I think Framber might be a little bit too much. But at the same time, they now have financial flexibility where they can go out and make those moves. And they don't have a lot of positions to fill. Like, if I'm a pitcher, I'm still looking at that team thinking to myself, hey, this is still a good destination at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, I look at the Diamondbacks the same as the Angels right now. They're right at that point where man, they're close. They're there. Obviously, it's a juggernaut. You know, Ranger Suarez would be a nice signing. I'd like whoever picks him up. I like that. There's just, I mean, that guy gets the job done for sure. So, obviously, a ton of work with the Diamondbacks. There's not a ton of work, but really methodical work. There's no question. When you lose Josh Naylor, you lose Suarez in the trades, and you know, you're getting some pieces back, but you don't know what they look like yet. And you lose those pitchers as well that you've had and trusted, and you know where they're at, but you got to pick up one guy for sure, and then hopefully Burnes comes back and he looks good and he can settle in and anchor that staff again and go from there, because that's, like you said, it's still an exciting team in a juggernaut of a division, and we got to see what the San Diego Padres are going to do too. So, you know, if I'm Diamondbacks, I'm jumping in there for sure. So anyways, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break with Nolan's final thought.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, a bit of a different approach with this final thought tonight. To all the Americans out there that are listening, enjoy your Thanksgiving. Enjoy your Black Friday shopping. And, I mean, hopefully everything goes well with the family. No issues, especially over here on the East Coast. Obviously, we're going through a snowstorm, or supposed to be, in the next couple of days. If you get a chance, sit down, eat your food, enjoy it, and watch some football. Obviously, you got the Packers, Lions at 1 o'clock, Chiefs, Cowboys, 4:30, and then the Bengals, Ravens at 8:20. That game might not be any good, but at least the first two should be pretty decent to watch. So enjoy your Thanksgiving, and hopefully you guys continue to listen to us.
And then I think Friday you got the Bears and the Eagles going on. So I know I'm going to be watching my Cowboys. Yeah, I said that out loud. I know. Play the Chiefs tomorrow. So that's a big game for us both. There's no question, at least with the trades Jerry Jones made last couple of weeks, our defense has gotten better and stuff like that. So hopefully our offense will stay hot and we can get another W in the books. So like Nolan said, and I said at the top of the show, happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of our Americans out there, all the servicemen and women around the world. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy your families. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy each other, because that's what it's all about. You know, and again, it's a part of being a dirtbag. It's you know what I'm talking about, and you know what I mean when I say it. So absolutely enjoy it, and definitely be thankful. Thankful for health and everything that we've got. Baseball at this time, football, hopefully more trades or signings. Maybe a signing, who knows, before next week's show. So, again, thank you all for listening, being a part of the nation, part of the show, spreading the message, sharing the message. You know, as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan, we love it. We live it. We breathe it. We die this game, and we should, because it's a fantastic game. And for all the people that don't understand baseball, it's you know what? It's a tough sport to watch, because you just have to be a different breed to understand and appreciate it at the level that we all do. So again, and we love the fact of you sending in your curtain call questions and your personal questions. Again, you know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. So Dirtbags, wherever you are, have a fantastic Thanksgiving, fantastic week. Unfortunately, it is that time though. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, Do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.